Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Now, the global tech sector isn't immune to real-world shocks. We talk regularly about how supply chain issues in the semiconductor sector and how inflation is adding cost to physical infrastructure. But what about the digital infrastructure? Software AG builds digital ecosystems for big businesses. Some of their most recognisable customers include Fujitsu, Telefonica, Vodafone, DHL and Airbus. And I'm happy to say we're joined now by Sanjay Brahmawar, who is CEO of Software AG. Good morning to you, Sanjay. Thank you for being with us on Bloomberg Radio. You've just reported third quarter results, adjusted EBITDA of 29.9 million euros, missing Bloomberg estimates of 31 million. What happened?
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you very much for having me. So, you know, I would say we had a very solid Q3, resilient in the current macro environment. And the two things that we've seen is, one, even in this environment, the demand for mission critical infrastructure software is there. There, you have to unpack the pessimism towards the macro versus the continued movement towards digital, and supply chains still are very analog. So that infrastructure software investment continues. That's what we are seeing. And the second thing is, this shows the resilience of our business model. We've shifted from a perpetual model to subscription SaaS over the last 3-4 years, and that resilience of the model is coming through. So we can drive ARR growth of 12%. In terms of our margin, we had a growth actually effectively in terms of the first 9 months. So we are now at 20.4% on our EBITDA non-IFRS margin, which is well within the range that we had committed, 20-22, with our largest quarter ahead of us, Q4, which is, obviously the biggest in terms of profit. So I feel pretty confident in terms of being able to deliver to what we have committed to the market.
Sanjay, so one big theme that we've just seen for months now is this elevated inflation that's driving companies worldwide to cut costs. In this environment, how are you convincing your customers to keep you?
Yeah, I think it's two things here. One, yes, the customers have this pressure in terms of being able to optimize their OPEX, looking at ways to do more with less, and cloud is a fantastic solution for that, to be able to be more agile, more efficient. Shift to cloud is still growing at the 30-40%. Now it's not as fast as it was 2 years ago, but that shift still continues, and the move to digital continues. So if you are in the must-have mission critical infrastructure software, which is what we are, hybrid integration, API management, connecting and moving data, integrating data and applications, then there is a strong demand. So number one. And number two is, it's also, if you have sticky software, then you have pricing power. And that's the other thing that we have obviously been able to leverage as you have rising interest costs and inflation challenges. So being core and critical to the clients, and then of course being part of this continued shift and doing more with less phenomenon.
You've also announced this morning that your Chief Financial Officer Matthias Heiden will be leaving the company and replaced by Daniela Bunger, who's joining from Atos. Is that going to be a big change in your top team?
Well, I would say, look, we've successfully transformed the company over the last 4 years, from, as I said, perpetual sales to a cloud and a subscription SaaS company. And we're going now into the acceleration phase, which is both organic and inorganic. And, this is now to drive further consistent top line, but also significantly expand our margins. So it required some leadership changes and different skills, and we've structurally made those changes. And that doesn't mean that those that have been here before, including Matthias, have played their role, and we are very grateful, and I am for all the contributions that Matthias has done over the last 2 years. But now I believe with the leadership team that we have, we're set up for the next phase of acceleration. It's the right team to deliver on accelerated, profitable growth.
Well, Sanjay, let's talk about one risks of the cloud to the cloud, of course, which is hacking. I do know that Software AG had a hack in 2017. We know more broadly hacks are on the rise in general at many businesses. How big of a threat is this to the outlook, and how are businesses like software adapting?
This is an absolute question. We learned from our own experience and we got very strong. I think we're in a very solid position and have, this security is not just only about technology. It's also about mindset and the way you work in your company. So I think Every company has to be very conscious, invest, and make sure that there's enough awareness in their organization. It's not a matter of will you get hacked, it's a matter of when will you. So I think it's about the proactive steps and the constant attention to cybersecurity that's needed in any organization. Now, what I do think is there is enough tech now available there to be able to step up and invest in the game. And I think the pandemic actually accelerated some of that. You know, it was sort of a wake-up call for many companies. So it's on the rise, as I can say. It's not a matter of when. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And therefore, companies have to invest and create that kind of security culture in their organizations.
We have seen a slew of earnings from tech companies this week. They haven't all been very positive. What is your strategy for growth? I noted your growth in an organic basis, 7% year on year. Is that something that you're aiming to maintain? Do you think that's going to be likely in the next year, given the kind of darkening economic environment?
You know, I just want to unpack the macro and you know, what is the underlying. And so, yes, you know, there is a level of pessimism in the environment with, you know, with inflation, with supply chain issues, with the war and energy prices. But of course, if you poll people right now, they are going to say, you know, it's not as good as it was 4 or 5 years ago. And maybe for the next 12 months to 18 months, it's going to be quite dark. Having said that, you know, if you unpack what's happening in digital, even if that growth is not the kind of growth that was experienced, we do see that there is still growth, and that's what we are well positioned to capitalize on. So we are working very strategically with companies like Enercon. Enercon is third largest wind turbine manufacturer. They're connecting 30,000 of the wind turbines through our Cumulocity IoT platform. Being able to bring that, manage those operations better, do predictive maintenance, all that optimizes their supply chain and helps them reduce costs, be more efficient. So, you know, when you have technology that's allowing companies to bring data together, to use that data, move the data into cloud and data lakes like Snowflake, Databricks, etc., then you are in a sweet spot to help organizations. That's the way we look at it. And on your question about 7%, I do believe stepping into 2023, we're looking at our pipeline, we have a strong position to continue that growth.
Well, Sanjay, let's unpack some of those themes there. You know, likely recession on the horizon in much of the developed world. You know, you talked about how, you know, your software can potentially help firms. Do you think this is something that the firm will profit from as firms look to replace headcount with software?
Spot on, you know, in terms of there are several opportunities to be able to leverage technology. I think, you know, companies can take a combination, which is to use technology and increase the productivity of their talent. So there is a lot of opportunity for organizations to be able to do more with less. And so that's one part. So I give you an example. You know, today, organizations have the data in a very disparate landscape. They have it on-prem, they have it on private cloud, public cloud, and there's a lot more intelligence on the edge. So if you can't access all of that data, you know, you need a lot more people to physically and manually kind of make this analysis, etc. Now, think of a different way. So you've got hybrid integration, our web methods technology, you bring all of that data into an Azure data lake or a Snowflake, then you use our APIs to give the business access to that data, and suddenly fewer people can make much smarter decisions and much faster decisions. And so the organization's ways of working change. And so that's kind of a way, you know, for example, DHL, which is a big client of ours, you know, they are really leveraging and investing technology to allow them to scale and meet with the growing demand, but not have to increase their cost dramatically.
Sanjay, I'm interested in your views on the UK. We've been talking so much about the political turmoil and how that's being perceived in terms of investment, some at some stage calling the UK uninvestable in recent weeks. What's your view of the strength of the UK as a business destination?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think I don't envy the new PM, Rishi Sunak. You know, he's got lots of challenges if you think about unification and fixing the economy. When you're sitting with an economy with 13.2% inflation, I think that's a massive challenge. Having said that, you know, I think the UK economy, excuse me, and the industry is quite robust. I think if you think, and it's very investable, you know, there is a lot of great supply chain, healthcare, retail, and also quite developed, obviously banking and financial services. So there's a lot of robustness in the industry there. We have many clients, you know, like Tesco, Vodafone, et cetera, who are all investing in technology to be able to make them more globally competitive. So, you know, while of course there's a lot more optimism in the US market where we don't see too much of the impact or any slowness, I think if there are the right kind of policies and decisions that are made and you know, organizations are supported, then there is a lot of promise in the UK sector.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.